was this real quick so do you want to know the questions in advance?
What?
Do you want to know the questions in advance?
Sure.
I'm just going to ask you, like, what's your association with Earlham?
Okay.
And, like, what you do now.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, like, how did you, you know, get this special invite to come here?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll ask you, like, what you did. And what
this
you
year?
Just tell me about.
What I did this year?
Oh, what you did here in
Oh, okay,
Scotland.
What I did,
yeah,
what I did
yeah.
Here, okay.
And I'm just going to ask you about, like, because, and then you just tell me about, like, DNA extraction and the MPK things you did, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and then, and anything else that you want to mention. And I'm also going to ask you, like, how does that, like, play, like, contribute into, like, the larger Norse archaeology, like, research? Yeah, and you get your answers can be brief. It doesn't have to be long.
Okay.
Yeah, however you feel comfortable. Yeah. Oh, and I'll also ask you, like, how many times you've come here before.
Okay.
Third time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing this because, like, last time we were interviewing, like, the phone just, like, stopped recording.
Oh, okay.
So,
can you actually see that it's recording?
Yeah, I can
okay.
see.
Nice.
Okay. I'll start. 1, 2, 3. Alright. Hi, my name is Yoo Jung, and I'm a student from South Korea. I'm a recent graduate of Earlham College, and today I'm with Faith. Yeah, could you introduce yourself and also tell us about, like, your association with Earlham and what you do now?
So my name is Faith Jacobs. I am an Earlham graduate from 2018. I am currently a research scientist at Luna Genetics in Houston, Texas, and I do single cell sequencing.
I see. So you didn't travel to Iceland, like, with us early June, but you came later. So how did you get this special invite to come, and have you been here before doing the same research?
Right, so I first came in 2018 after I graduated, and I've been helping Emmett with the metagenomics and ancient DNA, understanding what we're looking for, how to extract it, and then how to analyze the sequencing data when we get that back. And because it's just been something that I've been so interested in, they've invited me back for the past few years, so I came back in 2019.
Wow.
Would have come back in 2020, but here I am again, and hopefully I'll be back next year.
That's really cool. That yeah, I don't know. I don't think I know anyone else who, like, continues to join the research even after their graduation. So, so how long have you been here now? For, like, a week?
Yeah, so I've been here in Skolnes for a week. I flew out here by myself. Can't take too much time off work, but it's great to just spend a week and help out where I can.
That's really cool. So for that time, what work did you do here, like, in this lab with Emmett?
So at the beginning of the week, we worked on DNA extractions from soil samples taken from soil around glaciers. And then the past couple days, we've been working on testing the pH and nitrogen, phosphate, potassium levels in soils.
Okay. So what does it, like, tell us? Like, how does that contribute to the larger Norse archaeology research that we have?
So this is more about climate change and how it affects bacterial populations in soil. We're assuming that soil under glaciers has a very simple or no bacterial populations, and so we take samples close to the glacier, and then we take samples further out from when we know the glacier was receded at a certain point, and then from another time from when we know it was receded even earlier than from that, and from that we can extrapolate how bacterial communities change and grow over time and what we can expect as glaciers keep receding.
Is there anything else that you want to share with us about the research, or anything that you, like, are particularly interested in?
So hopefully before I leave, I'll be able to dig a bit deeper into the ancient DNA research. We have sequencing data from samples we took back in 2018, but it's a data analysis workflow that is new to all of us. So we're trying to parse together workflows from different papers, figure out what works for us, how to find what we're looking for to either find human DNA or say, we didn't find a human, but we found these plants or these animals that they ate, that they grew.
Okay.
And hopefully it will help us direct further sampling in the future.
I see. And so would you say that, you know, we've made progress from, like, when you first joined in, like, 2018? What are differences in the results?
So we're still collecting data. You need a lot of replicates to be able to really say anything. But we've definitely gotten better at our DNA extraction protocol for bacterial DNA. And definitely always learning more, getting a little bit better at what to do with the ancient DNA and how to better sample, where to sample, how to extract, how to analyze.
Okay. So would you say, like, you know, if there are any Erlang students who are interested in joining the research, like, would they have to have specific, like, biology knowledge to join?
I think it's helpful to understand the basics. What is DNA? What is DNA? What are we looking for? Actually doing the science is not that difficult. For the ancient DNA analysis, you probably need a little more programming knowledge, but it's something that I think everyone can learn. And Emmett's a great teacher. That's why I wanted them to come to Earlham, and that's why I'm so glad that we have them.
That's really cool. Okay, is there anything else that you want to mention?
No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. Stay tuned for more interviews with other professors and researchers. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was really short, right?
Yeah.